This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse, and you're joining us today on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And Dr. Eugene Zamperon and I are so happy that you're with us. You can always find out what we're doing at naturalnurse.com. Naturalnurse.com schedules is a good place to see all the up-and-coming classes. We had a completely filled trip last week to Chinatown. That was the Chinatown Tours for Cures, where we went to the Chinese Museum, did Qigong in the park, and just had a fantastic day. We were lucky in terms of the weather. And that sold out, but the next date is September 27th, and we are taking registration right now at this time at naturalnurse.com schedules. You can find out more. We also have lots of classes on ground identification of edible and medicinal plants that you can learn to use for food and medicine. And, of course, we've written several books on that topic as well, as has our guest. Our guest for today is Dr. Christopher Vassy. He is a well-known naturopathic physician specializing in detoxification and rejuvenation. And he's the author of many books, some that have been really standards, such as The Acid Alkaline Diet for Optimum Health. Also, several books on detoxification, such as Optimum Detox, The Naturopathic Way, The Water Prescription, The Whey Prescription, The Detox Mono Diet, and The Healing Power of Fever, a very naturopathically oriented topic. And he is calling in all the way from his home in Switzerland, and we were talking about his latest book, Natural Remedies for Inflammation, A Practical Guide to 33 Remedies for Asthma, Allergies, Hay Fever, Colitis, and More. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Vassy.
Yeah, hello, Ellen. It's a pleasure for me.
Long way off in Switzerland. I was there visiting the people who make Biostrath. Perhaps you're familiar with them.
Yep.
And it was right in Zurich. And then they took us on a phenomenal trip into the mountains where I rode this car that comes down. It was kind of scary. I'm sure you're familiar with the place. So what an absolutely beautiful place it is there.
Yeah, Switzerland has many different beautiful places, but like other countries.
Yes. Now,
other countries have too, yeah.
Other places, yeah, of course. We have beautiful places here, but it was exciting to me. That was very.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And certainly only a place I would go in the summer because you guys get a lot of cold. Now, in this book, and you've written on so many topics with detoxification theories and acid alkaline theory, what made you decide to put so much energy and time into writing this book, Natural Remedies for Inflammation?
Well, the reason for this is that with naturopathic therapy, we can cure or help to heal many illnesses, but sometimes people have inflammations in the joints or on the skin or in one place of the body or another, or allergies, and it takes quite a long time to get to good results. And by waiting for the good result to come, the person goes on suffering. The person has pains in the joints or so forth, and therefore it's the need to help to relieve these people of their pain or too strong inflammation arises, and this can be done with anti-inflammatory remedies. Well, usually people use pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory remedies such as aspirin and cortisone, and the aim of the book is to show that there are many plants and other means which can help the person without all the side effects of the pharmaceutical remedies. And these plants are very effective, surprisingly effective, but without those side effects.
Well, one of the beautiful things about this book, Natural Remedies for Inflammation, is that you actually have full-color pictures of these plants and also very, very easy to read and easy to follow instructions that anyone can implement immediately.
Yeah, it's something new. The editor, the publisher put photos in it, and I agree, it's really nice to have such a book to look at. And I always try when I write a book to make myself understandable by everyone. People don't have to know a lot on medicine or other things. I want them to understand what is an information, then I take care to go slowly, step by step, so that everybody can follow, and also give means to use these remedies, which are simple. That's why there's a presentation of all those different plants, what do they serve for, how did you take them, there are different forms to take them, drops or plants or teas and so forth. And so that people can really follow. So they can choose from the plants to cure the different illnesses they have, or there's also a list of illnesses which gives instruction on which plants are the most effective in this case.
Yes, very much so. For instance, in the appendix of the book, Natural Remedies for Inflammation, you have an alphabetical order, different issues people may have, and then you name the plants, and then they can look at the plant in the book for specific instructions on exactly how to use it.
Exactly.
And, you know, this is becoming a big issue. Everyone needs this kind of information, a book such as this, Natural Remedies for Inflammation, because I'm not sure what the laws are, Dr. Vassy, in Switzerland, but here in the United States, it's extremely repressive. For instance, if someone were to be selling one of these herbs, either as a plant or as a nutraceutical agent, such as an herb in a bottle, they cannot make any of these statements or share any of this information legally in the U.S.
Yeah. Well, in Switzerland, it's pretty much the same. There's quite a lot of repression. The pharmaceutical industry doesn't like people using too many plants. So, but we can write books, we can talk about it. But the people who sell them are under close watch. They can do it only in a certain way and sell the plant without saying exact naming information or giving precise illnesses. Selling plants is all right, but not, they should not say for what they are good for.
That's right, you cannot. But yet in a book like this, you can fully share this information. So that's why I think it's so important for people to have them on their bookshelf, because it's, you know, who knows how long until these repressive factors do not even allow books to be sold, because they'll say that you're making medical claims, which of course you are, and they're also true.
You'll
have as a guide.
Yeah, it's a fight. It's a fight between the two ways of seeing things. But the good news is, I heard you say it just before, there are so many plants around in our garden, on the side of the road, and everywhere, which we can use, well, to eat, I think you mentioned, but we can also use them to cure ourselves. So if people would go more outside in the nature, in the countryside, they could even go and fetch their plants themselves if they're not sold anymore.
Right, and then, of course, you're talking about a lot of common garden herbs that you can actually grow yourself as well, which is important to know and important to have. And then I'm sure locally, we right here on Long Island and around the country give herb walks where we teach people to identify some of these plants you're talking about, so you can just choose them and pick them in the wild. And for now, no one can stop us from doing that. So, you know, that's good. But we all need to be politically aware to not have these rights taken away, because as you talk about in your book, Natural Remedies for Inflammation, people can do a lot to help themselves and get out of pain. So let's define inflammation, Dr. Vassy. From your point of view, what is inflammation?
An inflammation is a defensive reaction of the body to neutralize or destroy an intruder which is dangerous for it. And it is a local reaction which is defensive and beneficial for the body. I think many people think, well, I've got an inflammation,
that's
bad.
Let's back up there. What do you mean by it's beneficial to the body?
It's beneficial because it's the body fighting against an intruder. When a microbe comes in the body, it attacks the cells, destroys the cells, or if poison or heavy metals come in the body, they will attack the cells, and that's a danger for the body. And the cells which are attacked cannot defend themselves alone. They call for more help. They call the rest of the body to help them, and more precisely the immune system, which will then send lymphocytes or white blood corpuscles to fight these intruders. So if there was not this reaction, the intruders would come in and destroy everything. But because the body fights against it, it can win the war and save the cells, the tissues, or even the whole body. So it's beneficial for the body. Many people think that when we are ill, we have to take a remedy because otherwise nothing happens, but it's not true. The body is constantly, continuously fighting against things which are addressing it and has a whole range of defensive systems to save itself and to heal itself. And one of those is the local inflammation. A general inflammation would be a fever. The whole body is hot and working very hard everywhere to fight against an intruder. But an inflammation, it's very local. It's a joint, for example, or in the mouth, or a very local, specific place.
Yes, and then, of course, what people experience through inflammation, usually, if it's something like you're talking about, an acute inflammation, they experience it as pain.
Yes. In fact, there are four different symptoms or signs that someone has an inflammation, and this is well known since maybe 2,000 years ago. One symptom is that the region where the inflammation takes place gets red. I mean, if we are stung by a bee, we have a spot, a red spot, and this redness testifies that there's a lot of blood coming into the region, bringing the defensive immune, the white blood cells, which will defend the body. And another symptom is a swelling. The region swells. Well, when you have a bee sting, we can see it swells. Or if we bump our heads, we have a blow on the head, there's also a bump which comes. And it's more liquids, extracellular fluids, come to the region so that the blood cells can come very easily, very close, and into the cells which are aggressed. And the third symptom is pain, which is triggered by the invader itself, but also by the defensive system. The body will, the cells will produce pro-inflammatory substances which give pain, and these pains give the signal to the rest of the body that something is wrong and the immune system has to start working against it. And as there's a lot of work and activity going on in that region, appears the fourth symptom, which is heat. The region becomes quite warm. So it's redness, swelling, pain, and heat.
And those four most people can recognize that, for instance, with a traumatic kind of injury, like bumping yourself or cutting yourself or, you know, some other thing like that. And, of course, it can also be triggered by internal processes.
Yeah.
Both of those are possible. So now, what most people, when that does happen to them and they notice they have a pain and a swelling and redness somewhere, you know, the first thing they'll do is go grab for an ibuprofen or aspirin, or if it gets worse, they'll go to the doctor and they'll usually be given something like prednisone or some other very strong drug. That's very often the first line of defense in conventional medicine.
Yeah, but an inflammation, as we've just seen, is something beneficial, and it lasts a few days, hours or days, but not weeks usually, because in the first stage, the cells which are attacked produce those pro-inflammatory prostaglandins, which are substances which call to help the immune system. But after a few days, when a few hours, when this immune system has been working against the intruder, fighting against it, it should come to a point where it is destroyed and the inflammation reaction has to stop. And at that stage, the cells will produce anti-inflammatory prostaglandins to calm down the immune system and the whole defensive reactions. But this will take place, that's the normal course. First, call up for help and then say, now it's okay, you can calm down, the immune system can calm down. And there will be a bit of pain also, but that's not dangerous or too damageable. Well, if it keeps in certain limits. But what happens usually is that the inflammation will go on, and instead of being only acute, it becomes chronical. And there it's not good, because that means that there's a constant fighting at the level of the cells, which are with a lot of destructions of bodily tissues, and that can also bring a lot of pain. And that's when anti-inflammatory remedies should be taken. If someone, as soon as there's an inflammation, cuts it out completely with aspirin or cortisone, well, he cuts out the defensive process and the body is not cured. It's just the symptoms which have disappeared for a while, because usually it starts again.
Right, and like you talk about in terms of naturopathic principles, you're actually driving something that would have been sort of a temporary problem much deeper.
Exactly, yeah. As the intruder and the poison it has produced are not eliminated thanks to the inflammation, they will stay in the body, accumulate, and the next time the person takes again anti-inflammatory remedies too soon, then it will take place again. And this whole accumulation of poison and intruders in the internal environment, in the terrain, is what we call in naturopathy the basic cause of illness. Well, to this I must add that all the toxins which come with the food we eat, when we overeat or eat unhealthy food, is also a cause of illness. All those toxins, poison, which accumulate in the body, is the basic nature of all illnesses. That's the basic idea in naturopathy. So if we repress all the defensive reaction of the body to get rid of those toxins, well, we're just pushing all these toxins down into the body, lower and lower, deeper and deeper in the tissue, organic tissues, with the result that the illnesses that the people make are more and more severe and dangerous. Because usually what happens is that first, when there are too many toxins, the body reacts with an acute reaction to get rid of them. Someone has discovered with spots or coughs a lot of mucus out. And then it becomes chronical, because the body doesn't have enough energy to push everything out. And when the way of life and the medicine which is taken is always repressive, then the toxin accumulate more, and then we come to the degenerative illnesses such as cancer and different kind of polyrheumatism and so forth. So the body is fighting constantly, but if we don't help it, then it cannot manage and we become very ill. And then it's much more complicated.
Yes, that's right. So what you're saying is that a better course of action would be to choose natural remedies in the beginning, because they have a much lower rate of adverse effects.
Yes. I mean, in the first place, when someone has a small inflammation, I think the best thing is just to let it go on, because it will do the work it has to do and then finish. But when there's a chronic inflammation, when it lasts for too long,
I want to resist that. You, as a very long-time naturopathic physician, say with something that someone knows is not life-threatening and there's a minor inflammation, especially if it's localized, rather than rushing to treat it at all, you know, instead stay home from work and rest and take the time to allow it to go through the natural process, which will probably only be a few days at the most.
Yes, exactly.
And that's actually an intervention, which I think a lot of people in their busy lives, certainly here and I imagine in Switzerland and around the world as well, everyone's so busy that even when they're getting a message from their body that it's time to slow down, instead they just want to take some kind of thing to turn that pain off, turn that inflammation off, so they can continue their work. But even with natural remedies, it's better to just let the body heal itself and watch that for a day or two.
Yeah, and I would say one can also add to rest taking herbal remedies which detoxify the body, that is, which stimulate the liver, the kidneys, the intestine, to eliminate more toxins and poison, so that it will help locally, the elimination of the foreign substances, noxious substances, which are the cause of the inflammation. And by doing this, it's not being passive, it's being active. One helps the body get rid of the poisons. And if this is not sufficient, then it is a good thing to take natural remedies for inflammation because they are very effective. In fact, in some researches which were carried out, it was shown that some of them are just as powerful as pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory or even better than them. But the big advantage is that they don't have all the side effects that aspirin or cortisone have. I'm not saying that one should never take those pharmaceutical remedies, because some people are in such a bad state that that's maybe the only thing which is left at a certain moment in their life. But in many cases, most cases, it can be dealt with natural remedies.
Excellent. Well, what we're going to do is take a little break right here, Dr. Vassy, and I do want to tell our listeners that we are listening to Dr. Christopher Vassy, naturopathic physician, well-known around the world, and we're discussing his newest book. It was a beautiful guide. I am so happy to have it on my bookshelf. It's called Natural Remedies for Inflammation, A Practical Guide. And when we come back, we'll discuss a couple of very specific conditions, Dr. Vassy, of your choice, and we'll go through some of the herbal remedies and how to use them, as you indicate in your book, Natural Remedies for Inflammation. We will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss the nutrient known as taurine.
Amino acids are chemical constituents that form the building blocks of protein in the body. The official definition of an amino acid is a compound which contains an amino group and a carboxylic acid. Taurine contains a sulfonic group instead, so is not a true amino acid, although it is often referred to as one. The intracellular concentration of taurine is 10 times that of any normal free amino acid.
Taurine was discovered in 1827, but the significance of taurine in nutrition was not realized until 1975, when the journal Science published a study showing that taurine-deficient cats suffered from retinal degeneration. In 1986, the Annual Review of Biochemistry reported that the amount of taurine present in mammalian milk depends on the species. Natural human mother's milk is rich in taurine, but cow's milk, except for the early milk known as colostrum, is taurine deficient. Pediatrics Journal in 1983 printed a study which outlined several of the biologically significant functions of taurine, and an effort was then made to fortify infant formula by adding taurine.
Some species of animals, such as calves, cannot synthesize taurine within their bodies, and so must receive it through their diets. Humans have a very limited ability to synthesize taurine, so adequate intake through diet and supplementation is important. The principal source of dietary taurine is meat of various types and shellfish. Even people ingesting sufficiently high levels of taurine may develop a deficiency due to the overgrowth of certain anaerobic intestinal microorganisms which consume taurine. Certain prescription drugs are known inhibitors of taurine uptake.
The Journal of Neurochemistry published a study in 1975 which showed that taurine concentrations are extremely high in the retina. In fact, the retina contains two binding proteins specific for taurine. Research has yet to determine exactly how taurine functions in the eye, but deficiency of taurine has been found to lead to the degeneration of photoreceptor cells. Continued studies on taurine have linked its presence to several biological functions. Besides being a protector of the delicate tissues of the eye, taurine helps to neutralize oxidizing agents caused by ionizing radiation. Taurine is present in high concentrations in the normal heart. It stimulates white blood cell motility and protects cell membranes from free radical damage. Taurine has proven useful in epileptics to reduce or control seizures. It helps modulate the transport of substances such as sodium, potassium, magnesium, copper, and iron across cell membranes. Additional research supports taurine's role in preventing gallstones.
So, as you can see, the nutrient taurine may be an important addition to your natural medicine chest.
Live to our show every Tuesday, 10 to 11 a.m. on PRN.FM, or you can visit the archives. Just come to PRN.FM, and you can click on shows, scroll down to N, Natural Nurse, click on that, and it will open directly to our archives. Right now, just for this particular show, The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, we have about 181 archived shows. Of course, Dr. Z and I have done actually many thousands of radio shows since 1985, but right here on PRN, you can find 180 of them, which is a great selection. And by the way, we have, last time I looked, over 111,000 downloads, which is fantastic. Thank you all your people, all people who are downloading them. In addition, you can search. There's a little search. So let's say you missed today's show. Well, this will be right on top for a while. You'll just type in Christopher Vasey, V-A-S-E-Y. But anyone that you're interested in or any topic that you're interested in, if you type it in the search book, the search box on the Podbean archives, it will pop up, and so you can find tons of topics in natural and holistic medicine. And of course, you can always visit our website at naturalnurse.com, and you can make appointments to come to the office for myself or Dr. Eugene Zamperone, or we also have online and phone appointments available. We have lectures to groups all over the country, as well as click on books, and you'll see we have written many, many books, including one that has a lot of information called Arthritis, the Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide. And with that, we will bring back our guest because it dovetails nicely with the book he has written called Natural Remedies for Inflammation. And we are speaking today with naturopathic physician Dr. Christopher Vasey. He specializes in detoxification and rejuvenation, and he has many well-known books that are available, including the Acid Alkaline Diet for Optimum Health, Optimum Detox, The Naturopathic Way, The Water Prescription, The Whey Prescription, The Detox Mono Diet, and The Healing Power of Fever. He did discuss the healing power of fever a little bit with us, saying that, you know, you can let fever go for a while because it actually has a lot of aspects to it that are very protective to the body. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Vasey.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, In this wonderful book with these beautiful full-color illustrations, you talk very, very specifically, which is what we'll do, you know, we'll start to do now on our show, because, for instance, you have a long list of actual disease processes, and I'll name them. Again, this is illegal, guys. We can do it here on the radio. Becoming more and more difficult to say something like, use this natural remedy for allergies, asthma, conjunctivitis, bronchitis, sinusitis, cystitis, tendinitis, arthritis, eczema, and sciatica. These are specific diseases, and he has many, many more. And he is telling you how to use natural remedies. So, you know, we're doing that here today. So thank you so much, Dr. Vassi. So you pick one, and let's go through how someone would use this book to determine how and what to use for their issue.
Yeah, well, let's talk about pains in the joints. That is
okay, very good.
Which is very common. Many people have rheumatism or arthritis. And therefore, they have pain. Sometimes the joint is a bit swollen, accumulate water and toxins, which are not seen, but are there. And
well, there are different... This is going to be chronic. It's not like they just bump themselves. It's something that's going on.
No. Yeah. Yeah, a chronic pain because of rheumatism. And in order to cure such a person, the first thing a naturopath will suggest is that the person works on his internal environment, on his terrain, and that is to detoxify the body by stimulating the liver, the kidneys, and so forth. That's one part of it. But to help to get rid of the pain or to relieve the pain, then we suggest to take different natural remedies, such as devil's claw, which is also known under the Latin name Arpagophytum. And that's a root from a plant.
Wait a minute.
Which is very powerful.
Hold on. Actually, look, because it's a beautiful illustration about devil's claw. Now, where does devil's claw grow?
It grows a lot in South Africa.
Okay, so this is not a plant that people will usually just find in their backyard, unless, of course, they live in South Africa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it's more in Africa. And it's used locally against inflammation and pain. And it's so effective that it was imported to Europe, to America, to be used by us. But I agree, it's not a local plant, that's true. But I'm talking about it because it's well known usually. And so usually the way it's used is to ground the root into powder and to put it in capsules. And the normal, usual dose is to take three times a day, two capsules with water before the meals. And this will bring substances which have an anti-inflammatory action. That is that it will calm down the defensive reaction of the immune system so that the pain is smaller and even can disappear. And there's nothing special to know more about the plant. Just one thing would be that sometimes it can stimulate the liver and the intestines a bit, especially at the beginning. And if it's the case and it's becoming too disagreeable, too active, then the person would suggest that you take only three times one capsule a day or tablet a day, and then increase again a bit after a few days when things are in order again. If this dose doesn't bring down the pain, then the dose can be increased to three times one capsule also. But usually it's sufficient, and the person will have less pains and less pain, and it can also they can also completely disappear, which doesn't mean that the joint is cured, but at least the pain is relieved. And if the person works also on the other side, cleaning his internal terrain, internal environment, he can get rid of his arthritis or rheumatism in this way.
Right. Now,
so
in this also, with a name like Devil's Claw, it's very important, and you do give in this book for every single plant the genus and species name, because the word Devil's Claw actually is used for many different plants as I travel around the world, and yet it can be a completely different species.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem of honesty in human beings. Sometimes plants are sold under name and they are not really that plant, or maybe for other reasons. But of course, in my book, I give the very specific name, a Latin name, to be sure. That's
right, and that's something people can always check the labels. The other thing is when you're giving instructions about how to take it, with capsules, you say follow the manufacturer's instructions, because there may be different milligram amounts per capsule depending on the manufacturer.
Yeah, exactly. So some capsules are more concentrated in active healing principles, substances, than others, and that can be a problem. So, but that can be solved by following the instructions of the producer.
Now, what would you say to a person if they say their physician said that there is no scientific documentation about the use of natural remedies?
Well, I would say he's a liar, because there's hundreds of studies on all those plants, and they show that it is very effective. And,
right.
But
now,
also,
they may not be a liar. Let's not put them down to that effect, but they may be, let's say, naive or not knowledgeable. So what I tell my patients to do, and I actually give them links, let's say there's tons of information even on Devil's Claw, as well as every herb that you talk about here, you can actually go to PubMed, find information about that plant, and even specifically for a particular item such as inflammation, print them out and bring them with you to the doctor so that they become more knowledgeable. Because I don't know that they're lying. I don't think they're fully aware about all these studies. You know, so they're ignorant rather than lying, I would say, anyway.
Yeah, ignorant, yeah. But if they're ignorant, they should not say there's nothing, no studies. They should say, I don't know about it. And some do. Many do now. Maybe it's very good, but I don't know. I haven't studied that. That's the only way of
saying it. You know what? I tell people when they're deciding to stay with their health practitioner or not, if their health practitioner says there are no studies, don't ever use them. Really, you need to fire that person and hire someone who does say, gee, I wish I knew more about it so I can help you work with that, but I don't, because that is the actual truth. And listen, they can learn. And like we all learn. So that's an excellent one, Devil's Claw. I personally have been using that in my practice with people who have pain for over 40 years. I've been recommending natural remedies since 1964. And I think that Devil's Claw is one that is not used enough. It doesn't seem to have ever gotten, you know, that real popularity push like, let's say, that turmeric is getting these days.
Well, in Europe, it is well known. Devil's Claw is well known, maybe more than in America.
That could well be. And it's a beautiful picture that you have in here. I love that. Of the, it almost looks like a trumpet vine, the way the flowers are. Looks like something that would like to come visit.
Yeah.
And what is the part of the plant that is used in Devil's Claw? Because for each plant, there's a different part of the plant that is made into the medicine.
Well, it's not the leaves or the flowers as usual. It's the roots of the plant which is used. Yeah, the
particular,
roots.
In this particular situation. So it's very, very interesting, and it's one that you may want to have on your radar. And what would be something that could be used along with that?
You mean another plant?
Yes, another plant activator.
Yeah. Well, for the same kind of problem, joint problems, one plant would be meadowsweet. It's a beautiful plant which grows in places which have a bit of stagnant water. And it has been well known for a long time, used for a long time, and usually it's used in the form of a tea. And it's quite interesting because when people start using this plant, they will be very surprised and say, at the taste, and they will say, it's funny, it tastes like aspirin. And the story is that when the chemistry developed more and more and doctors wanted to know more about remedies, they studied plants which were used in the past to find the active substances in them. And this meadowsweet was well known to kill pain, and they tried to find the substance. They found it and then transform it in a bit until they produced aspirin. So aspirin is made a remedy, chemical remedy, which is made with substances which are copied from this plant meadowsweet.
That's very interesting, because you do have a beautiful description of this as well. By the way, this plant does grow in the United States, and it's also called Queen of the Meadow, and you give a wonderful history about meadowsweet. Many people mistakenly think that white willow bark, which also has salicylic acid and aspirin-like compound, is the one that aspirin was isolated from in terms of copying the molecular structure, but that is incorrect. And when I give classes, even to health professionals, that's one of my trick questions. But actually, the truth is that it was meadowsweet, exactly as you indicate.
Yeah. So that's also always a good experience for a patient, because then he realizes that many remedies, industrial pharmaceutical remedies, are copies of plants, and that's a good example of it.
This is one that you actually can pick yourself. Of course, do not pick any plant until you go out with a knowledgeable herbalist. And, of course, you can always come with us or find someone in your area so that you know you're not picking a poisonous look-alike. But once you actually identify a meadowsweet plant, it's quite distinctive, and the parts of this plant that are used are the flowering tops. And as Dr. Chris Vassy, our author today of the book Natural Remedies for Inflammation, he tells you exactly when to pick it. Shortly before the flowers bloom, because that's when you're going to have the highest level of the active constituents in what we call the aerial parts. That means the top part of the plant rather than the roots. Well, Dr. Vassy, we're going to go to one more break right here, and then we will come back and we will continue our conversation on Natural Remedies for Inflammation, a Practical Guide with author Dr. Christopher Vassy. That's V-A-S-E-Y. We'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Work. Tune in anytime, PRN.FM. Check out all the archives about those great shows you just heard about. And, of course, The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We're so happy to be with you, and we'd love to see you in person. You can come to our many presentations and walks, or you can email us through naturalnurse.com, or give us a shout-out on Facebook, The Natural Nurse. And today we have as our guest naturopathic physician, which our own Dr. Zamperone is also a naturopath, and Dr. Christopher Vassy, and he is from Switzerland. He's joining us from all the way over there, and he's the well-known author of many books, including The Acid Alkaline Diet for Optimum Health, Optimum Detox, The Naturopathic Way, The Water Prescription, The Whey Prescription, and several others. Today we are talking about his newest book, Natural Remedies for Inflammation, a a practical guide to 33 natural remedies for asthma, allergies, hay fever, colitis, arthritis, eczema, and many other conditions, and the role of omega-3s in inflammation defense and anti-inflammatory herbs. So thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Vassy.
Yeah, it's a pleasure for me to be talking from so far away to your listeners.
Amazing. It's just, you know, time and space has dissolved as things that impede our experience in reality, because, you know, it wasn't so long ago that we didn't have ways to do a radio show together in real time at this kind of distance. So it's very, very exciting. And I guess all of these books that you've written are available in the United States. Well,
yes, they are. Yeah. They are produced, they are published by Inner Tradition. And if the listeners want to know more about my books, they can go on my website, whose address is 3 W's, then Christopher Vassey in one word, Christopher Vassey, V-A-S-E-Y, .ch. C-H, that's for Switzerland, C-H, ChristopherVizzi.ch. There's a presentation of each of my books, articles on the about the subject of the books, so there's a lot of information for people to find, to learn more about these different subjects in relation with natural medicine.
Yes, and you have so much. Now, you do talk in the book about something that, of course, many people are concerned about. You have a very specific conversation about how chronic inflammation is linked with cancer.
Yeah. Well, cancer for naturopathy, what is cancer? It is a degenerative illness which is caused by a cell cells which have not reproduced in the same manner, which don't act the way they should. There's a mutation which takes place, and they start to work on their own without caring for what is around them, and therefore they multiply a lot, and that brings a tumor to take form. And, well, that's, of course, very damageable for the body. But why is there a mutation which takes place? Usually there are two factors which are said as being the causes. One is the presence of very dangerous poisons which damage the genetic of the cell, but it can also be caused by a chronic inflammation of the organic tissue in which the cells are. I mean, for a smoker, the throat is continuously addressed by the smoke of cigarettes, and it's a chronic inflammation, that's why they cough a lot and all. And in the end, with time, the cells will mute and there will be a mutation and there's a tumor which will develop there. So that's the relation from inflammation with cancer.
Right, and one of the many things, of course, inflammation is actually linked to so many disease processes. What I do is I have people raise their hands when I'm at a lecture and ask for a disease process that is not linked to inflammation.
Yeah.
And actually, the case is that every degenerative illness really does have an inflammatory component to it. These plants and taking a look at your book, Natural Remedies for Inflammation, is helpful for everyone.
Yes, it is, yeah. We've mentioned two different plants up to now. There's one which is my favorite I would like to talk about. It's black currant buds. It's something which, I don't know how well-known it is in America, but here it's in France, it's well-known. The buds, not the leaves, which are usually used against inflammation, but the buds are more powerful.
Wait a minute, you're talking about currant? What did you say the name of the plant was?
Black currant.
Okay, do you have it in your book under black?
Yeah, it's the first plant.
Okay, the first.
Nicum.
Okay, very good. And what is the name?
Right. Ribes nigrum in Latin.
Okay. And why is that your favorite?
Current, it's my favorite because it's very effective, and it gives people can see very quickly that it is working and it's helping them, especially if they have allergies. So there are different kind of allergies. It can be hay fever because of flower pollen or dust, but it can also be allergies because of acarian or animal hair and so forth. So let's take hay fever. The person is sneezing a lot. His nose is running. He feels miserable. He can't work. He can't be happy. And but if he takes black currant buds in the form of a mother tincture, the normal dose is 30 to 50 drops with water. He will see that 5 minutes later it starts to count down, and maybe 10 or 15 minutes later it has calmed down completely if it wasn't too strong, or quite a lot if it was very strong. And so there's, people don't have to take the medicine for a long time before it makes an effect. The effect can be seen just a few minutes after. Of course, it's just anti-symptomatic, so it not lasts for days on end, and that's why the person has to take 3 times a day a dose of 30 drops of this mother tincture of black currant. And if it's not necessary to go up to 3 times 40 or 3 times 50, but usually that's enough. And if it's not enough, they can take a 4 or 5 times a day this dose to fight against their allergies.
It's the currant that they make, and that's spelled, by the way, C-U-R-R-A-N-T. Is this the same thing that they make things that wind up looking like little raisins that they use in cake and things like that, the currant?
Yes, that's it, yeah.
But this is, you're looking at the plants.
So, yeah, different kinds of them. Here they're eating like that as desserts. They're a bit acidic, but with sugar, or the people eat them. And they make different drinks of it, and, well, it's used in different way. But in the form of a mother tincture, and the buds, not the fruits, that's important, the buds. It is very effective as an anti-inflammatory remedy.
Before the fruit comes out.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Right at the beginning of spring, when there's only the branches and then the buds are there, they start to open, and that's the time to use the buds and to prepare mother tincture with it.
So you're preparing a mother tincture out of the actual flower buds before the fruit comes out. But one good way to do is you can identify this plant maybe 1 year when the fruit's out and go back to it when before. But you also can buy it, like you said, an already made tincture or extract.
Yes, yeah. It's a plant which you don't find wild in nature. It's more a plant which is grown in gardens.
Yes, It looks almost like a raspberry, the leaf. You know, I guess it's some kind of grape as well. So very good new information, the black currant. For those of you who haven't tried it before, you might want to get some so that you have it available for your natural medicine chest. And probably one of the reasons it's so effective is, as Dr. Christopher Vassy talks about in his book, Natural Remedies for Inflammation, it's high in bioflavonoids and also supports the adrenals, which, of course, is so important when we're in any kind of stressful situation. Believe it or not, Dr. Vassy, we are right at the end of our show. It went so quickly. So I would like you to once again tell our listeners the best way to get in touch with you and find all your books and your work.
Well, I think the best way is to go on my website, which is christophervasey.ch. Christophervasey in one word, .ch. And on my website, I present all my different books on naturopathy. There's a summary, there's the content of the book, and different articles on the subject of the book, a few videos also. So there's a lot of information. To find my books, which are sold in bookshops, on Amazon or other places, and also information to know more about natural medicine. So the address of the website is www.christophervasey.ch.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, for joining us once again for another edition of The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, Facebook, The Natural Nurse, or naturalnurse.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we hope that you stay healthy.